Mindset is powerful, but it's not the full picture. As I've mentioned previously, just ask Nico Hines. You can have all the mindset tools in the world, but if you're not anchored in who you truly are, consistency and high performance will always feel just out of reach. In this episode, I'm sharing what it really takes to go beyond mindset, to tap into your identity, your backstory, and the golden thread that's been running through your life all along. This is where your best performances live. This is your identity zone. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. A few episodes back, I talked about Nico Hines and talked about how he's got a mindset coach, which again, I love the fact that more of these athletes are realizing that they do need to work in that space. But also thinking about what I talked about is like, what is else beyond mindset? What else is it that you need to still be successful? And what I came down to, it's about an identity shift. At the moment for Nico, he's attached somehow, rightly or wrongly, through a belief system or something else, to this identity that he's not quite at that next level, that he's not able to own those big game moments. That's what people have been talking about for so long, that that's who he is. And I heard him talk a couple of years ago, it might have only been last year, and he said that, you know, there's so much more to my life than just football. And that was met with some degree of negativity, that like, it should be the main part of your life. And any older athlete or anyone that's had children knows that there is life beyond your sport. And even the guys at that level say that it actually frees them up to a certain degree once they have children, that they realize that they've got this other purpose in their life. So part of an identity shift for someone like Nico is to go, well, who am I beyond being a footballer? But the next level from that, to take performance to the next level, is how do I bring that in to what I do so I can absolutely excel, which is his career. So yes, he's got more going on, but in what we do, everything that we do, we want to be the best we can be. We want to be the best versions of ourselves. So who does he need to be that version that can own those big moments, that can take his team to the next level, that can bring that success to the Sharks? And so part of it is, and this is something that I take business owners through, or even just someone in a corporate environment, young athletes, is their story. Like, who are they? What has been the common threads? What's been the golden thread that has run through their life that shows up in the different moments where they feel connected, where they feel energized, where they have those moments of an episode I talked about a few weeks back, the authenticity, when you have those moments of tingles, the goosebumps, that there is a golden thread that's linked to your purpose, to who you are, to where you show up best, to where you can take your performance to a whole other level. That's where you can start finding that consistency. That's where you can start pushing the boundaries of what you're capable of. And so it's the activity for you would be to sit and just go through your life and look for what are the common threads. So if you were to do a timeline of your life, and you're right, everything you can think of from day dot to now, every moment, what you were doing, where you were, who you were with, what activities, how did you feel, what impact did it have on you, positive, negative. Can you remember those moments of authenticity when you were being you? Where you, even if maybe you were having challenges, where you still felt good about you? Because even in those challenging times that we have through our life, even as kids where it's difficult, there are still those moments. I can remember being a shy, awkward teenager, but I can still definitively remember a moment with one of my neighbours who was down in the local park where I spent a lot of time, just him and I, and we're just talking, and he was saying, oh, I'm good at nothing. And I can remember even then, like, telling him, no, that's not true. So it was sort of that coach coming out, that empathy coming out, telling him, like, all of the reasons why he wasn't no good, like, telling him all the reasons why he wasn't hopeless. And he may not remember it, but I can remember it vividly for whatever reason. But it's those moments that have patterns through our life, because if you can find those, you can find where you might find them in the future. You can start building a map. You can start finding who you are. You can start building that profile, that high-performance identity, that high-performance profile of who you are. And then you can start looking for the gaps in your identity. Where am I not showing up like that, but I need to? Where am I trying to be someone that I'm not? And it's detrimental to who I am and to how I'm showing up, to my performance, to my consistency. This is where you find your zone. People have all, if you've had any experience in sport, you've had those moments where you've been in the zone where everything just unfolds naturally. It's almost like you know moves ahead. It's like everything's happening on automatic pilot. I was just having a bit of a chat with my brother and having a bit of a laugh about the old days of playing cricket and good moments where often it was because we'd had a big night the night before, or we were unwell because we were completely detached from the outcome. We were just going out there and enjoying it, and that's often where everything just sort of clicked. But what if you didn't have to have that situation that takes you away from worrying about the outcome, but instead being able to still know the outcome, but just be yourself through that moment and relax into whatever you're doing, but still be fully primed and focused to get the best results. And it comes from that identity shift. So that's the step for Nico, to step into not just a better version of him, but to who he really is and where he's always performed at his best. And he sounds like he's a pretty empathetic person as well. He has a deep care for people. He's had a different challenge, mental health challenges, and I imagine there's going to be an element of that. Instead of putting it all on his shoulders, it's going to be someone like in a sporting environment where he's helping other people through things, not feeling like it's all on him, but actually, well, how can I lift my teammates up? Or again, that's just a very high level guess based on some experiences watching him on on a video clip or an interview. And as we know, we only see a very small snippet of people's actual lives. And that's the next step for you as well. It's, what's your identity shift? Not to be someone that you're not, but to be all of who you actually are. So my challenge to you is to spend some time writing that timeline of your life. And you might do what you've done on other episodes like this, and you might go, yeah, that's something I'll get around to, and then not actually take an action. Everything that I talk about here as lessons is stuff that I coach. You could literally listen to every one of these podcast episodes and take the action that I talk about. It completely transform your life. And there's no shortage of information out there. The challenge is not whether there's information, whether you can find it. It's, as you know, it's actually implementing it. That's a lot of why people do coaching. It's why I have a coach, because I know I'll implement. I know I don't want to let them down. I want to make sure I do the work, and I don't do all of it. I've had that conversation with them before. I'm like, I've done a few of the things that you've suggested I do based on the conversations we've had, and I've got incredible results. Imagine if I did all of the things that you suggested I do. So that's my challenge to you as well. Start with this timeline. Put some time and effort into it. You'll be amazed at what you learn about yourself. Look for those patterns and then future pace it. What can I bring to my life to bring more of those moments that I've already had in my past where I show up as the best version of myself. And what you'll find is that you will continue to improve because you'll be prioritizing something that just feels easy, that feels good, that allows you to get good results. And then once you've done that, go back and listen to the other episodes again and take that action. Or if you still need help, hit me up and let's talk about how we can actually get you taking very specific steps to your best performance, your best results. And what we all want is to enjoy our lives. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.